Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello, everyone. This is Gilbert.
This is David.
Hey, this is Andy.
I'd like to welcome you to Come and Reason Together through the Bible, so I'd guess you'd need your Bible, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And if we're going to have a cup of coffee together, I'd say get a cup of coffee or some tea and grits. You can get 5-pound quantities of grits if you call back to, North Carolina?
Yes.
Anyway, get your Bible and grab a cup of coffee. We are looking into prepositions. This is, I think, the fourth one that we have been doing on prepositions. We've looked at, as a matter of fact, we're probably going to be going into one of my most favorite prepositions. Can you have a favorite preposition?
Well, you do.
Well, I do.
Okay.
This is a good one. Well, they're all good because a preposition shows you a relationship between you and God. And we went through out of, ek, ek, and everything came out of God. And the second one we looked into was ice, E-I-S, and it means to go, and God wanted us to come back into him. And the third one we looked at was dia, D-I-A, and ice is spelled E-I-S, just in case. And we're only doing the way we pronounce it in English. That's not how it looks in Greek. Dia is like our word diameter, like a line running through a circle, comes from dia, and we all came out of God. God destined us to come back into him. He says, come back into him. And we all came out of Jesus. We were created through Jesus. And we are to come back into God through Jesus, his son. Then we looked at another preposition, and it is ana, A-N-A, which means up. And we found out that we were to be born up. Instead of being born again, the Greek actually says, anathen, be born up. Unless you are born up, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So apparently we're too low. We have to be born up. And then the next two we're going to look into are apo, A-P-O, and epi, E-P-I. And apo is away from, and epi means upon, like epidermis, the dermis, that is upon, the epidermis. The skin on your bodies is the epidermis. So with these two in mind, we're going to look at some scriptures where these two prepositions are found. And these are a lot of fun. This is one of my favorite prepositions, this one, the apo that we're going to look at, the away from. I used to think I was reading the Bible one way, and then I started looking at these prepositions, and again, there's more depth. There's a way to photograph things that they found out in World War II that they can actually get the relief of the mountains. It's not just a flat map. All of a sudden, you put these two photographs together, and all the trees jump up, the mountains jump up, and you can see the topography. When you put these two photographs together, it's called stereo imaging. Photogrammetry is the name of the science. It's part of our surveying that we had to know. And in photogrammetry, you'd put these two pictures together, and you see it in stereo just like you do a movie when you put those glasses on, and it looks like it's just popping right off the movie screen. Well, to know the prepositions gives you stereoscopic vision. All of a sudden, now you can see, it's not flat anymore. You can see where you are compared to the topography of the Bible. So with these two prepositions in mind, we're going to look at the first one, repent. And that's found in Matthew 4:17, the first thing Jesus said when he began his preaching. Somebody want to read that, please?
Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Now, that's part of the picture. Change your mind. But we did a whole series on how we add other mate scriptures to it or combine spiritual things with spiritual thoughts. And we're going to combine Hebrews 6, and let's read 6:1.
Hebrews 6, 1 says, therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God.
Now, we're going to hang on this for a little bit because we're going to look at both of these prepositions in the light of this Bible verse. And this is an elementary teaching, so is this for people that are really smart in the Bible, really know the Bible, and would consider themselves Bible masters or Bible teachers? This is elementary school, so we all should really know this, right?
Well, you certainly
like, are you smarter? So. We're going to say, okay, it's a new TV show. Are you smarter than a first grader?
That should be a good show.
This is going to be a good show because we're going to ask a first grade question in the Bible, repentance from dead works and faith towards God. So it's not only to repent, Matthew 4:17, Jesus began with this, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So now we change our mind, but let's combine it with this, repentance. And that, by the way, the first word after repentance from dead works, is this word apo, and it means away from. And away from means an ever-increasing distance away from. In other words, you used to rob banks yesterday. You don't rob banks today. And then tomorrow, if you had any friends that robbed banks, you get away from them. And then the next day, you change your friends altogether, and you see you keep going further and further away from your old habits. As a matter of fact, the next week, you don't even visit them so much anymore. And next month, you even forget their names. You don't even remember these guys. So this means repentance away from dead works is not just repentance from dead works. It's repentance away from. Today, you're this far away from it. Tomorrow, you're that far away. And if you wanted to change your life, what do you have to change?
What you do.
What you do? You have to change your friends?
Every aspect of it.
Sometimes you have to even change friends if they're a bad habit for you. You might even have to move to some people, it's really better if they're a criminal. It might be better to go get a new town, get new acquaintances, start over again. That's what this word means. Start a new life. Get new buds. Anything to add to that?
Pretty self-explanatory, I would say.
I had somebody draw some pictures. Bruce Leonard, thank you for the artwork on this. Bruce is doing, I told him what I wanted. Well, actually, I drew some sketches of it. But the first on the website, if you go to Gilbert and Friends and you look at personal relations, number 4, it's on the left-hand side. It's pretty much near the top, about a quarter of the way down or whatever. You'll see personal relations. And if you go down the list a little bit below where it says repentance away from dead works, you'll see a guy there and you'll see some dead works. And the first day or the first week, you'll see that he can't touch it. He's gone away from it where he can't touch it anymore. And then the next month, he's gone so far away from it that he can't see it. And then next year, he can't remember it. And we have some sketches on here just to put it in your mind what it's really talking about. So to go away, repentance from dead works is you go away from it with an ever-increasing distance between you and it. So you cannot touch it anymore, you can't see it anymore, and you can't even remember it. It becomes so far in the past that you don't even remember it. And somebody tries to talk to you about your past, and you go, I don't even know what you're talking about. This is that word epo, repentance away from dead works. Wow, everybody's quiet. Andy, you're quiet. It's not like you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not like me.
Maybe he's repenting. No. Well, there's that repentance away from dead works. What's dead works?
All works are things that you do that don't go anywhere. They don't bring forth life. And that's why they're called dead works.
And works are energy that you're putting out. It's really what it means. Any energy that you're putting out that's not leading to life is really dead.
Work is the word erg. Ergon. And erg is an energy unit. If you take physics, it takes one erg to move one dyne 1 centimeter. It's an energy unit. So, and that comes from the Greek word erg, word, so dead, repentance away from dead ergs, dead. And our word energy is directly related to erg. So enough of the old ergs. Dead works are things that don't profit. How about if you have ideas in your mind and Christian ideas even, and things that you're told to do, but they're not in the Bible, and you find out they're really not profiting you, you're still remembering sin, you're not going anywhere, you're just stuck in the mud. Could that be a dead work?
I would have to say that it would be, because again, if it's not producing life, and life comes through Jesus Christ, then it's dead.
So if you're doing a lot of things, but you feel like you're never going anywhere, that would be an indicator that it could be, possibly, dead works.
So if you're reading a lot of books about the Bible and you're not reading the Bible?
Dead works.
How about reading the Bible?
Or if you're doing a lot of things in Jesus' name, but it's not really in the Bible, would that still be a dead work?
If it's not in Jesus' heart and mind, and you're doing what you think is in his heart and mind, but it really isn't, and then you read the Bible and he doesn't do it like that, that'd be a dead work. Even if you think you're pleasing God, it's still a dead work. And he said, okay, repentance away from, get away from it, keep going away from it, turn your back on it, walk away from it.
Jesus talked about the scribes and the Pharisees a lot. And one of the things he mentioned to them was that they had traditions that weren't God's traditions. So pretty much that's a dead work.
They did a lot of what they thought was God.
And things they made up to boot.
But it wasn't God.
And Jesus challenged them on it.
So they had to change their mind and move away from it. So it's not just changing your mind, it's going away from things that are called dead. So the other is being with God. Dead is being separated from God. So things, going away from things that separate you from God.
Yes.
And doing the things that draw you close to God is the opposite. So repentance away from dead works means you're going away from the things that separate you from God, going towards the things that draw you closer to God.
Even if it's something you think is right yourself, it's not necessarily right by God. It reminds me of a couple of Proverbs, which say exactly the same thing, but Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way right to a man, but its end is the ways of death. And it's repeated in Proverbs 16:25.
Now, okay, go ahead. Maybe it says it there.
There is a way right to a man, but its end is the ways of death. Now, I didn't actually read a couple of italicized words, because when they're italicized in this particular Bible, it means it was not part of the original Hebrew. And what both of those verses said, there is a way which seems, those two words which seems are italicized, which seems right to a man. So if you did it exactly accurately as the Hebrew, it would say there is a way right to a man, but it's in thereof is the way of death.
Or, you know, it could be there is a way that's natural to a man, that seems right, that's just natural, and it seems right to him, but that's his right.
And they could be fully convinced of it being right, but still not be the way of life.
Well, add yes to it, to the word right. What do you get? Yes at the end.
Righteous.
Yeah. Okay.
David's going like, what is he?
So,
yes.
Well, that's what my wife and kids used to say. What is he saying? Well, add yes to it. Look at righteous, that God's kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. Okay, how about saying God's kingdom is being right with God, righteous, but right. Righteous seems a little righteous, but right seems understandable. There's a way that's right with God. It's the right way. And then there's the wrong way, and the wrong way leads to death, the right way leads to life, and we have to find that right way, the correct way, the righteous way. So some of you may be new to the Bible, so righteous kind of sounds maybe a little self-righteous, but it basically means to do what's right and good in God. So again, when we repent, we get to the point where we can't touch it. Maybe it's just out of reach. We repent from those things. And then later on, we get so far away you can't see it anymore. And then the next year, we don't remember it. Any sin, did you know, pretty much a man of God told me you can overcome any smoking, drinking, cursing, anything you want to overcome, you can overcome if you abstain from it for 40 days. Jesus was 40 days in the wilderness being tempted, and at the end he was tempted. But you can abstain from anything if you do it for 40 days. And then, of course, you have to continue it in doing that. Then the next word we want to look at in this same thing is faith on God, or faith toward God. Repentance from dead works, but actually it's saying repentance away from dead works with an ever-increasing distance, and faith toward God. But that word, toward, is the Greek word epi, and it means upon, like epidermis, upon. So toward gives me the wrong impression. What's toward mean to you? T-O-W-A-R-D.
You're reaching out for some place you haven't reached.
And if you're always going towards it, what does it mean?
It means you're never going to get there.
It means you're never going to get there. And that's not really comforting. How about if we look at it in the Greek and you realize it's faith on or upon God, not toward. Nothing separating from you from God. You and God. Faith upon God. He's your rock. You're standing upon.
And the things you're doing and the things you're believing are what he wants you to do, not those dead works.
It calls these principles the foundation principles. It starts with repentance away from dead works. So you go away, you turn your back on it, you go away from dead works. And the second one is faith upon God. Does upon sound like you're standing on a foundation?
Yeah, it puts
you're on top of
your relationship, your position in a different place.
Looking at it in the distance, you're right on top of it.
Does the foundation of repentance away from dead works and a faith on God. Now, if you say the foundation of repentance away from dead works and faith toward God, does toward sound like a foundation? It doesn't sound like a foundation is being laid, does it? It sounds like you can't reach there. How can I lay my foundation if I can't get there? I'm going towards it. This is very simple. There's no separation from God. Do you want to separate from dead works and get as far away as you can and put your feet on Jesus? And then the wonderful thing, there's an Old Testament scripture I just love. I've really started thinking about it this year and been bringing it up in our fellowship groups in Albuquerque, and it's been fun. Jesus said, if you stand on the rock, he was telling Moses, if you stand on the rock, Jesus then will take over. He said, I will hide you in the cleft of the rock. He takes care of that. You don't have to worry about the cleft. He will hide you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand. All we have to do is stand on the rock. And boy, does that mirrors this. So it's a repentance away from. So here's that apo. These are your next Greek words to know about prepositions. Apo is away from dead works, ever-increasing distance. It appears that it's an active separation where the gap gets wider and wider from dead works. But the faith on God is you are static, you are stationary, you are standing on the rock. That's what I get out of that.
Solid.
And who's the rock?
Who's the rock?
Yeah.
Well, that would have to be Jesus.
I think there's a scripture. Does it say that in John? Or?
Well, is that a couple of places, but yeah.
I know some songs, but I know there's scriptures.
You mean to read one? It says that.
Yeah, grab one that.
In 1 Corinthians 10, it says, moreover, brethren, I don't want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
To stand on the rock, they had to pass through the sea. Isn't that interesting? That would be the word dia.
Mm-hmm.
But that word, again, ek is out of, and everything came out of God, and we're to come back into God, ice, E-I-S. Creation happened through Jesus Christ. We are to come back into the Father through Jesus. And we were told in John 3 that we must be born again, but actually it's born up, ana. And the word through is dia, D-I-A, like diameter. We are to be born up to see the kingdom of God. Born again is fine. Born up is more accurate, isn't it? Way more accurate. We are to be born up. They're both fine, but I like being born up better. And then we are to repent away from dead works. These are the new ones. Number 5 is repentance away from dead works, apo. And then faith on God is the next one, epi. And we're going to continue on the next time and look into some more prepositions that show our relationship with God the Father and how we come through his Son, Jesus Christ, to come back into the Father. And until we meet again, may God lead you into all truth and that you stand on the rock, and his name is Jesus.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com. If you have any questions or comments, please call me, Andy, at 360-600-6726 or Gilbert at 480-205-3346. That's Andy at 360-600-6726 or Gilbert at 480-205-3346. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible because it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.